Trump, three service members killed in Jordan marks a horrible day for America. By Christina Wong on January 28, 2024. Republican presidential candidate frontrunner former President Donald Trump said the deaths of three American soldiers in Jordan marks a horrible day for America, and slammed President Joe Biden's weak foreign policy. The drone attack on a U.S. military installation in Jordan, killing three American service members, and wounding many more, marks a horrible day for America. My most profound sympathies go to the families of the brave service members we have lost. I ask all Americans to join me in praying for those who have been wounded, Trump posted on Truth Social. He then slammed Biden's foreign policy towards Iran, who has supported a spate of attacks against U.S. troops in the Middle East since mid-October. This brazen attack on the United States is yet another horrific and tragic consequence of Joe Biden's weakness and surrender, Trump said. Related video, CNN's Lieberman. Deterrence failed, we have conflict with Iran proxies Biden tried to avoid. The former president compared his administration's policy towards Iran, which applied maximum pressure to squeezing Iran of funds for more attacks against U.S. troops. In addition, Trump warned Iranian forces not to harass U.S. ships in the Arabian Gulf, and ordered a strike that killed Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps Quds Force leader Qasem Soleimani, who was responsible for attacks against U.S. troops. 3 years ago, Iran was weak, broke, and totally under control. Thanks to my maximum pressure policy, the Iranian regime could barely scrape $2 together to fund their terrorist proxies. Then Joe Biden came in and gave Iran billions of dollars, which the regime has used to spread bloodshed and carnage throughout the Middle East, Trump wrote. He criticized Biden's foreign policy overall, and called for an immediate return to peace through strength. This attack would never have happened if I was president. Not even a chance, just like the Iranian-backed Hamas attack on Israel would never have happened. The war in Ukraine would never have happened, and we would right now have peace throughout the world. Instead, we are on the brink of World War III. This terrible day is yet more proof that we need an immediate return to peace through strength, so that there will be no more chaos, no more destruction, and no more loss of precious American lives. Our country cannot survive with Joe Biden as commander-in-chief, he posted. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.